Hello.
Yay.
And welcome to the Comedy Clubhouse podcast.
Hooray.
I am Dustin Kaufman with the Comedy Club of Kansas City. I have our social media manager and local comedian Jeremy Smith. And the manager, GM of Lawrence, the comedy club of Lawrence, and maybe finding his way back to the stage, Sean maybe. Brennan.
Maybe.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
What's up?
Hello. These are a lot of fun. I know the first idea was like, what if we just did a manager's meeting as a podcast?
Yeah.
And so like, and we're like, there's just certain things we're like, I don't know how deep we want to go with that,
right.
But I love that we do talk about the house on these and
100%.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Coming off a great great weekend, got great weekends coming up to stamp it. Just had James Johan in Lawrence, Amber Autry in Kansas City, had six sold out shows here, and then we have Ashley Gavin in Lawrence this weekend.
He's
gonna sell out the week there.
Five and, sold out shows,
and then Harland Williams in Kansas City was selling out the house at the same.
So good.
It's just the best. It's
so good.
So grateful to have the roster that we have here too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. And it feels like everything's like the clubs are just running on all cylinders too. So it's not only just great talent, but you're getting a great experience at the clubs too.
Yeah, our very good Google reviews lately for both clubs, which has been really
and
nice.
And the food, man. The
Dude,
food reviews are...
I was just about to say, the
food, so good.
Our food is legitimately good.
I know. And we hear the comics say it. Man, this is really some of the best... I've heard the sentence, this is the best sandwich at a comedy club I've ever had.
Yes.
I've heard multiple that times. Sentence multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Our tenders are great. The new stuff we added is amazing with the queso and the Philly. Like, I'm very, very, very
the
proud.
The staff has
like
never
food.
Been as excited here than when they found out we added queso to the menu.
Yeah, 100%.
I've had queso before. This new one, this queso blanco, is fantastic.
You wouldn't have known so that good. A bunch of 20-year-old white girls would get so excited about queso.
Queso.
Queso!
And chicken tenders.
And chicken tenders. And you dip the tenders in the queso.
In case you didn't know, you
how
can
we,
do
now you know.
How can we take this fattening thing and make it more fattening?
Put cheese on it.
Put cheese
put
on
liquid
it.
Cheese.
And I'm in. I'm in. Clearly.
Put liquid cheese on it.
When I first opened, I had these things called badass nachos on that. And it was like layers. So like, you know, my whole thing with the nachos is like when you order them, it's always dead in the middle and it's cheese on. So I'm like, all right, we're going to have two layers of chips, each one shredded cheese melted and then like layer. And people complained all the fucking time. And then I switched to, I'm just going to say it. Canned cheese.
Yeah.
I switched to canned cheese.
Yeah. Ballpark nacho cheese.
Bro, I had never heard so many compliments on the, and I just wanted to kill myself. Unalive. What are we saying these days?
I felt
I felt unalived inside.
Sure.
I'll say that. Like, it's this is what you want. And then, like, over time, we ended up just taking them off. Yeah. And
oh, it was a fight to get you to be on board with that queso. And you were very, I'm not selling canned cheese. No one's asking you to.
I'm not selling.
No one is asking you to.
But, yeah, this.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Also, nachos, that makes sense to me, too, because nachos is not a highbrow food.
Like, I wanted to put real cheese and melt.
And they're like, no.
It was so many problems.
I want the orange cheese.
Well, I'd mix it with jalapeno juice and my God.
I think nachos are just a bad thing to eat in the dark.
Yes, 100%. Lifting up the lantern.
Like, there's not a ton of light at the same. So like, the more like complicated and messy something gets, the harder it is to eat at the comedy club. So.
Well, and coming up.
The straw move, just with a chip, just like.
Coming up with the right items for a comedy club, or it's
so hard.
It's minimal and hard to make, and then to have it good too, because you don't like. I want to do entrees, but also I'm not trying to put spoons on the floor, and I'm hesitant with forks and knives on the plate. Like, it's dark. You just pick it up, eat it. Like, here's a nap. And if it's maybe if we have some fork items, we do salads. We'll give fork with the loaded fries so they're not quite as messy and stuff.
Because that's the key, too, is you want people to eat with their hands, but it can't be
crazy messy.
Too messy to where you're getting face shot with sour cream.
So let's give him a cheesesteak covered in queso.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
And it's so good.
It's so good.
Man, our burgers are fire here. Yeah. I'm not saying they're the best, but how do you?
Our spin dip's really
good. How do you? There's like to be like one of the best burgers in Kansas City. Where's like the line, the voting, the competition? Like who they get voted best burger? Who is that? Where do we? We have an awesome burger. I will put it up. I'll put it up against some other burgers, man. Now, my favorite burgers, if you're just looking at normal joints, definitely In-N-Out, which we don't have here. Nope. But like High Boy.
Yep. High Boy is delicious.
High Boy is so good. Mm-hmm. I wish they were like out this way, too. They're only out in the ballpark.
I'm such a basic.
Like, I have memories
I miss White Castle. That's the one for me. I know. You can say it all you want, but it's the canned
every time
cheese,
I go,
bro. I'm also a canned nacho cheese person. But,
get canned cheese on that loose meat burger out in Independence.
Really?
Every time. Yeah,
23rd and Noland, I think
it is. It's Mugs Up Root Beer.
Mugs Up Root Beer. I mean, my stomach hurts after I eat there every time.
Yeah. It should.
But
yeah,
it should. You are not supposed to eat that.
Yeah. I'll get two of them.
Yeah. Like, we're in our 40s. We can't eat like we're in our 20s. That's the thing. Man, my body does not process this styrofoam like it used to.
Every time I go out to Columbia to do stand-up, they have White Castle out there. And so I'll go to White Castle after the show and be like so nostalgic for it. And then every time I eat White Castle, I'm like, why the fuck did I want that?
Yeah.
It's like... I'm nostalgic for it, and it's trash.
See, it's like 30 minutes after I eat it that hits me.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you have one in Lawrence?
No.
Oh, okay.
It kills me. We have Runza, which is the...
You have a Whataburger?
Yes, we do have a Whataburger.
I do like Whataburger.
I don't mind Whataburger. I don't mind Whataburger. Ironically, like their chicken more than I like their burgers. Yeah. Their chicken sandwiches.
I'm gonna take a Whataburger. Like I just can't bring myself to eat McDonald's anymore.
Oh,
like,
you're a fool. Nope.
For
breakfast, I will not. I can't stop, dude. Give me the hockey puck egg.
I will eat McDonald's breakfast. I do not like their lunch and dinner.
No, it's not great.
I'm talking about burger though. I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, if it's.
No, I won't eat a burger at McDonald's.
No.
Right.
I like Five Guys. It's expensive, but I like Five Guys.
So I recently did get McDonald's breakfast. It was a breakfast. I didn't eat, and I was here in the parking lot, and I've been trying to do lower carbs. So I got two.
Yeah.
Egg McMuffins.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Two egg muffins. So I had my coffee on it.
They're so good.
And I took the top muffin off of both of them and ate it. I was like, okay, I just saved like a whole muffin.
Yeah.
And then 30 minutes later, I went back and ate the muffins. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I did so well not eating that top half. I'm going to reward myself with that top half.
I know this is probably not the act, but I picture you just going to the trash can being like.
No, there was it was on the bar. It was
for sure.
Here, and it was He's still in the bag.
In a dark comedy club.
It may have not been. I probably didn't wrap it back up. It was just in the bag. But
see, I buy the meals and I take the top bun off and put the hash brown on top of everything and then put the top bun back on and just eat
You just look at it. You're like, oh, that's like English muffin. Kind of toasted and buttered. Looks tasty.
I think the muffin sitting out on the countertop for a couple hours is not a big deal. It's McDonald's food. There's enough preservatives in that muffin to survive a nuclear holocaust. Like
my only problem with Five Guys is they don't read the room. They don't understand their customer base. Last time I went there, I was like, hey, can I get a double bacon burger with blah, 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 and a large order of Cajun fries? And the 19-year-old girl behind the counter went, okay, well, just to let you know, a large order of fries feeds two people. And I literally just looked at her and went, give me my fucking fries. Like, look at me. You don't think I've ordered this before?
Ma'am, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Bitch, you don't think I can house a double order of Cajun fries? Give me my fucking fries. You think I got this body by being judicious with my fry selection? No.
Wait, that'll feed two people?
Never mind. Also, make it a single. I gotta watch my girlish figure. Shut up and give me my french fries.
I was working on this for the stage at some point. I never did it, but I love a good sale at a restaurant like DoorDash. Like if they have like a 50% off code, I'm buying it. Most people, when they see 50% off, they think, oh, I can save half the money
on my normal order.
A fat guy. Oh, I can eat twice
the food. Yeah, at the same price.
They have a lot of buy one, get one frees.
Yeah.
I'll buy that and put one back for later.
My chicken tenders? I'm ordering two of them now.
Chicken tenders and burgers. Like you say, know your audience. Our audience wants chicken tenders and burgers. Like 100%. All other items do on our menu are sell more burgers.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Also, you mentioned putting our burgers in the best burgers. I 100% believe that. I truly believe we have the best fries in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Our fries are killer and our fry seasoning
with the fries
great
right
mm-hmm.
They're so good.
They're hitting the tenders with that seasoning.
Yeah,
they're hitting it's kind of become a house. It's really
the Phillies with it too.
Maybe we should bottle it, put it in a plastic shaker and sell it.
Yeah, I think it's a good
idea. I will say I had the Philly in Lawrence and you could taste the fry seasoning on it when I was there watching on Saturday. It was really good.
It's so good. With that queso too. Yeah. And it feels like a whiz. Like it feels like a real Philly. Like it is selling like gangbusters in Lawrence right now.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
And
we found two good cooks, which really helps when you improve the menu and make changes.
I kind of wanted to touch on that, but we were going through the process, so I didn't want to get.
Sure.
I could not be happier with my new kitchen manager.
He's amazing. Josh is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really cool dude. He's very professional. He knows what he's doing.
I'm a wrestling fan, so when he first applied,
don't say his last name.
You're right. So I can't. Never mind. But it reminded me. I thought that immediately. But his last name had turned into an inside joke in my head for like an old wrestling thing. And I was like, oh, this is. And this so is I was perfect. Excited. But then he showed up and he's so friendly and experienced. Yeah. And like one thing I've learned to look at is how long have you been at a job?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you're applying on I don't want to hire for that kitchen.
Yeah.
I kind of hate that kitchen. At least it's been such a burden. We've been cursed. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have that with employees. Yeah. Now I've always really cared about the food and the quality, mm-hmm. which is one of the reasons I've had such a hard time in that just to get people how hard is it to get somebody to just not show up drunk? Can you just not be drunk or on crack? Yeah. Like, is that possible to just
can
hire
we leave the bottle at home?
Answer is no, man.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
So many times.
Yeah.
Crack.
Yeah, I was about to say, and booze is the good
one. Like, dude, booze is the good one.
Anger problems.
Yeah. Anger. Yeah. Control your shit. Yeah. Cooks are the angriest people.
We're very mad people. Very true. We are very mad people.
And it's like, okay, I know I'm hiring for a kitchen, but at the same time, like, that we pay decent.
Yeah.
I should be able to get a decent fucking purse. Yes. Oh, God. And, dude, you can see it when they come apply. You can see the alcoholism, the redness in the face. And it's like, you're.
Well, in Lawrence, we get both because we get those people who apply, and then we get kids who are allergic to work.
We have an amazing staff.
Yes.
And 100%. I love that club in Lawrence, and I love Lawrence. Yep.
I love our employees. Some of Lawrence, I hate our candidates.
Some of Lauren's is different.
Yeah. Oh, way different. Way different. I hired a kid.
Because I'm with you. I applied. I did so many interviews for so many.
Yeah, dude.
Bro.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest ones come first, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I'm not going to say I was a model employee in most places. But these people don't even wait. Like, they don't earn the good faith to go, oh, you're a crazy person. Well, you've been here 6 months, so we got to deal with it. You literally will hire someone and be like, oh, they're going to be great. And the first shift, you're like, oh, you're a problem.
When Dustin was putting together Lawrence and was hiring, I was and building it all out, I was dealing with recovering from a surgery, so I was, like, working from home and doing all the social media stuff and everything. And I just remember him calling me just being like, every kitchen person I've interviewed is a legit lunatic. He's like, none of them are even close to normal.
Dude, I hired a kid, like a 19-year-old kid, college student. I hired him. I was like, you're probably just going to work Fridays and Saturdays. That's it. 2 days a week, but we're going to pay you a decent wage and it'd be good experience. He called me the day of his first shift and was like, well, I was thinking about it, and with my 8-hour college load, I don't think I can work 2 days a week. But can you hold on to the job until May, and I can figure out if the first semester... It was January. No. What are you talking about?
He's like, don't go out of business. Yeah. I might be back. Yeah.
Just hold off on hiring the cook you desperately need until 4 months from now to see if I got through my psych class.
Okay. He wasn't even half time at college. Not even half.
No. This is also while I'm dealing with a wife who works full time in a maternity ward and is getting her doctorate at the same time. You know, it's like, what is wrong with you?
You know who shows up to work? People who need money.
Yes, 100%.
And more than that, like, people with
kids. The only problem is sometimes those people need money for a reason.
Like, I love...
That's where the drug habits come in.
You know what? And I'm not going to, because I've seen amazing work ethics
from
younger to older, and I've seen horrendous work ethics from every age. It really is. You just have to be lucky and look for the right qualities.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, in the kitchen, I do. I want to know how long you've been at a job.
Yeah.
Years.
Consistently, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I know it's crazy, like, it's a kitchen for a comedy club. Yeah, but I want somebody who's going to stay here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want somebody who's consistent enough in their life that they've stayed other places.
And your work ethic is showing that you stay at places for a while.
For a while.
Yeah. I want the least amount of total jobs with the maximum amount of work experience.
Yeah.
Like, if you come in and you've only had 3 jobs in your life, but you've been working since you were 19 years old... That's what I'm looking
for. Well, that's what I need back there. I need a leader who's done this, who's been doing it. Well, I think
you found one in Josh. Josh is incredible.
And he's the perfect mix. And the food lately is mm-hmm.
Baller, and people are responding to
it. I think he took already great and made it even just a step better.
Like, yes.
And our ticket times are, like, so down.
And we're a legitimate restaurant, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but when I'm on the floor and I see food coming out, I will see people see the food coming out and then look down at the menu and flag a server and order food. Like, I've seen people see the food coming out and be like, oh, those baked potato fries look awesome. Let's get one of those. Or the Philly will come out and they'll see the queso on top of them. It's like, oh, it's a cheese sauce on it? Yeah, well, if you read it,
do you think this is definitely a club class? This is weird. Sure. But do you think people only buy the baked potato fries because it's the only loaded fry option? Do you think if we change that to a queso fry
would sell like hotcakes?
They'd be even happier.
And what you're going to get is the only complaint that I've had with the baked potato fries
is
the cheese not being melted.
Yeah.
And so I think you could even do a loaded potato fry with the queso sauce instead of the mozzarella. Yeah, 100%.
Interesting. I mean,
weirdly, sour cream and queso go well together.
They do go well together, and sour cream is what kind of gives it with the chives and stuff like that.
That'd be good. Another hiring thing, since we were talking about hiring, that I wanted to bring. I've noticed recently. So when we first opened Lawrence, an old manager set up an Indeed account for Lawrence that is still active, I guess, but we don't run on it. But they set it up incorrectly to whereas Lawrence is a person looking for a job instead of the club. So the other day I'm getting the email and it's like, hello, the Comedy Club of Lawrence. We think you would be the great general manager of Arby's. And I thought that was the funniest email we get all the time. You want to manage a Scooter's Coffee, the Comedy Club of Lawrence?
Do we not have access to that account?
I'm sure we got.
So it's not the one I use.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Can we just fix that? Like, cancel the account or something?
See, I love how you're like, let's fix that. And I'm like, let's laugh at it forever.
This is somewhat similar, but this is what I'm would be
the perfect
right
job for a comedy club?
The perfect job for the comedy club?
We get offered lots. Indeed tells us a lot that we should retail management. They really think
just a Karen running around.
Yeah, they really think a shift lead at Target is in our future.
So this last week with James, weeks went really, really well. And a guy came up who works at the Hy-Vee in Lawrence that I see a couple times. And I was saying goodbye to everyone, so I was having multiple conversations, music playing. I can't necessarily hear everything. And I heard him walking up, and I heard him. What I thought I heard him say was, hi, are you the general manager? And what he asked me was, hi, are you Jeremy? Because he won one of the ticket giveaways.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, yeah. And literally, I have seen him three times at Hy-Vee since, and he has called me Jeremy every single time. And I'm so Midwestern that I cannot correct him.
Sir,
I cannot let him know that I messed up.
This is Sean. This is Jeremy. Dude, Jeremy, people come in asking for you here, too. Are you Jeremy? Like, no.
No, I'm not.
He's not here.
He's just,
eye contact, like, hey, Jeremy, thanks again for those tickets. It was really great. It was like, I'm glad to have you.
Man. I answer the phones a lot and I answer the emails. So people just assume that I will always be here.
He just helps a lot of people too with like ticket issues or having to transfer shows and stuff.
And I hate that I messed it up so much that I'm just Jeremy now. I'm never telling that guy different. I'm not going to do it.
Jeremy.
The guy's going to go to a comedy show now that you're performing again. Going to see you and be so confused.
That's a great stage name, Jeremy. Thanks.
So we had somebody leave their phone last week. Not this past week, like 2 weeks ago. Like weeks are weird in the comedy world.
Yeah.
Like 8 days is 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You're like, we got two, because weekends are our weeks.
Yes.
It's so weird. The rest of the week doesn't really matter. It's all weekends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess somebody left their phone a couple weeks ago, and I didn't know anything about it. I'm at the Collecticon. I wasn't here. I was at Collecticon with my kids Sunday.
Sure.
And I get a call from KCMO Police Department, and I'm like, what is this about, right? Yeah. And they're like, you operate the comedy club? I'm like, is everything on? Like, I'm being told that the customer's phone is in the comedy club. And I'm like, it's being pinged. I'm like, at first they weren't there. Yeah. And then they were. I'm like, were they at a show last night? They're like, no. And I'm like, but it's being shown in or something like that, right? And then suddenly it changes. They were at the show last night. And I'm being told that it's in the, like, and then I talked to the house and they're like, they left their phone. We called the number on it like five times. It said, if lost, please call. We called it like five times.
Yeah. Over and over.
And it was the first show. They could have come back for it. We made several attempts. So like my brain is like, who is having the cops like it search my parking lot looking for a phone they know is in the comedy club?
Yeah, and lie to them too.
You're trying to get the cops to what? Just open my doors?
Yeah,
they stole it.
They stole the phone,
or somebody stole it and dropped it off there.
They think
the culprit works here. That's all I'm saying.
They think we're in the phone after hours in the club using their phone. Just back here, it's like, oh, I'll never give this phone back. What do you think?
Wow, I just had the best time at the comedy club of Kansas City. Also, Stacy's a cunt.
I'm going to give them a 5-star review on Google.
Weird.
No,
it's wild that you have the cops. Also, I have had times out here. Maybe it's been better. It's been better lately. But it hasn't always been great. And there's been times where I needed a cop.
Yeah.
And I needed.
Yeah.
And nothing.
No, nothing.
Nowhere.
Nothing.
To be found.
Yep. Nothing.
You lose your cell phone there. 15 minutes.
Some lady banged her phone to my club.
Oh, and then, woo.
Well, have you looked by the dumpster? Let's go look by the dumpster, man.
And then, you know, I'm like.
Oh, treating it like a missing homeless person. And then, have you looked by the dumpster?
Like, we told them we don't work Mondays. We'll be back Tuesday. And they're like, well, he really needs the phone because you're emailing.
You get it.
Yeah.
You and so, called night. You. Oh.
And so I's like, I'm like, listen, I'll go up Monday and if we schedule a time and get you your phone. And then, so I'm dealing with a lady who's like the partner or a friend of this guy. And I'm like, what time is he available Monday? And she and she goes, you can just text him and find out. And I go, no, I can't. He doesn't have his phone.
What time is 10 o'clock on Monday? Okay. Yes, that sounds great. I will see you then.
So finally he emails me and he's like, yeah, I guess she didn't realize that I couldn't answer my phone if I don't have my phone. So like we scheduled a time and luckily I was just driving out here and I was right on time. And I'm like, if I have to wait 5 minutes, I'm going to be, he was waiting on the doorstep when I got here. So got it back to him. Is great. It worked fine. But yeah, the whole thing, like calling the cops because you left your phone
over
somewhere.
Phone. So I'm getting called insane. On a Sunday. Why is there a cop calling me because a customer left their phone at the club while I'm at Collecticon buying trading cards?
It's
for my kids.
Insane. Insane.
Yeah. You know.
But the food's real good. The food's awesome. Hey, the comedy club, come from the roof.
We will
stay for the food.
And leave your phone.
Yeah, and leave your phone.
Please.
Yeah, we need Google Facebook reviews. Pages to parade.
We're gonna you're gonna follow us on Instagram, you're gonna leave us 5-star Google reviews.
Yeah. Have you ever done that? Have you ever
what?
Been crappy on someone else's phone?
No.
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 I did it once, but to be fair, she hit my car. So we had a girl my friend had a girl that they were kind of dating. And she, while leaving, hit my car, like bent one of my wheels. And I came out. I was like, hey, I need your insurance info. And she goes, no, well, you shouldn't have parked there. I'm just leaving. Oh. And left and did not give me her information. And I came back in and her phone was sitting on the table unlocked. And I just picked up the phone, opened up her Facebook page and wrote, oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to tell my parents I'm pregnant, and posted it and threw the phone away. That was worth an insurance
as opposed
payment.
To just looking up her insurance information
nope.
on her insurance
nope, that
app.
Would be smart, Jeremy. I'm a cook. We've established we're mean people.
What I the
instead
one,
of opening the Allstate app.
Nope. Nope.
What I have done, it was my mom's phone. It like
oh no.
But it's so I just went onto her Facebook page and changed her cover photo to WWE's Bray Wyatt. And honestly, I think it's still Bray Wyatt. Let me. This has been years ago. Let's go look, Carolyn.
That's so funny.
Okay, where are we at?
Yes.
It says my mom left her Facebook open, so I made this her cover photo.
For years?
Here, this is just her page. It's okay. See, if you look, you can see.
That's so funny.
Does it say what date?
Oh, my God.
Does it say what date it was? That's so funny.
What day I did it? It
usually it'll tell you, like, the date.
July 16th, 2015.
It's 11 years almost.
I love you, Mom.
I love how you just told everyone how old your mom is without telling them how old your mom is. Well, that's my picture now. I'm not going to figure out how to change it back. It just is what it
and
is.
And Bray Wyatt.
So funny. That's so good.
She has no idea how to change that.
No, of course not. And she will never know. We're good. That's I'm so Bray Wyatt funny. Now. That's what it is.
I thought you were going to say like 2023. You said 2015.
Oh my God, 11 years ago. You're coming up on the anniversary. You should change it to a different wrestler.
It's almost the anniversary, the 11 year anniversary.
Yeah. Know. You should just change it to a different
Maybe wrestler. I should change it to Bray Wyatt's Fiend character. Let me in to your Facebook page.
That's so funny.
That's so good. My mom would be so mad and also not be able to change that picture back. She's like, God damn it.
She's never really complained about it.
Of course not. Your mom's not a complainer.
You think she wants it something else?
No, of course not.
Her
no.
grandchildren
I don't
or something.
Think she knows that there's a top picture I don't on think the she Facebook. Realizes.
She gets on Facebook.
I'm not saying she doesn't get on.
If you don't get on Facebook, a lot of times you don't go to your own profile, though.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
You probably just scrolls her just, feed and not yeah. doesn't
She's
go to
She's just
her profile.
Accepted that Bray Wyatt is a part of her everyday life now.
Man, Facebook has not changed their background in 11 years. Mark Zuckerberg really likes Bray Wyatt.
Who's this like drifter looking man who's on like Facebook? Is it on everyone's Facebook?
All right,
judging by that beard, she just might think it's a picture of you. Oh, it doesn't put a picture in my background. That's nice.
It doesn't say Bray Wyatt. Wonder when he dressed like that.
Oh, you haven't seen my son? I got a picture on my Facebook page. There he is.
All right, I want to talk about work for a second in a fun way, not work. I'm gonna call you both out. Not in a negative way, but I have a pet peeve that's very similar from both of you that I want to call you both out on because I think they're equally funny and close to like what the fuck. Jeremy's face right now is
I know what you're gonna say.
No, you don't.
I have my rebuttal already.
What am I gonna say?
I love that we have pre-meetings, but
we're gonna say that we call you after you text.
No. You don't do that.
No,
I don't do this,
but it'll be shittier.
But unsaid, we can start with Sean since you said it, but that is definitely and I'll say this sentence. Sean, you are incapable of text messaging.
I hate it. This is one of those. I thought this was like last week where I'm like, oh, I'm going to get suplexed on the podcast out of nowhere.
I will text you something, and no matter what I text you, it is just a phone call back. Yep. Even if it's just, okay.
Yep.
And it's so
funny. It's never okay.
It's like,
no, you are not being hyperbolic on this. It's minimum 4 sentences. First of all, the fact that you think you send someone a message where okay could actually be the response is fucking hilarious. No. And most of the time I'm driving when you text me.
Or at the club at night. It's sometimes I'm just conveying information.
Yeah, sorry. And I like technology. I would like to hear your voice and not write you a fucking letter. I don't like texting.
Yeah, but some things are okay just to text about.
Sure they are.
Just a response.
And you take care of that beautifully. Sorry, I like talking to you, Dustin. What a shitty employee I am.
I'm not saying you're...
This motherfucker clarifies shit with me before he does things. What a POS.
Sometimes I'm busy. I'm at work. You're in work. I just want to... And you'll be like, yep, I'm in the showroom. It's everything.
No, I don't. No.
Let me just get on stage and call you back.
I understand.
Bobcat, hold the fuck on. I have
accepted that I am wrong in this scenario. I have accepted most of the people watching this be like, he doesn't fucking text? What a weirdo. That's fine.
No.
I will not have you slander. I've never taken a call in the showroom. I'm not just in the back going, liquor sales are good. How you doing? No, we're not doing that. No. But yes, I will try to text more. I'm bad at it. I hate it.
Because I'm a father, so I'm used to like, because if I'm like, hey, how's the night?
Yeah.
I'm expecting good. Yeah. Yeah. From a kid, fine. You call me and talk. Sometimes it's like, just fucking say okay. Or just tell me what I need to know.
You should put that in the message then. Don't. How's the night going? Text me one word. Gotta help a brother out. Help me read the room.
Oh, so funny.
This is so funny.
I'm a talker, man. I like talking. And most of the time, too, I have other things that I've thought of seeing in your message.
I love our conversations. Yeah. I do.
Yeah. I know.
That was funny. I was like, my God, what is he going to call me out for? And the second you were like, you need to learn how to text people, I'm like, yep, 100%.
I'm not even going to say change it. I just want sometimes it's like, fuck, just fuck. Like, again, I'm busy. Again,
I've given you the solution.
Tell you?
Yeah.
Text.
Yes.
I have to text.
Text me one word response. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Text back.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do TBP.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Is everything going okay? Yes or no?
What if I do TBP, text back, please?
Yes. Yeah. 100%. I'll do that, absolutely.
The one word answer is going to be great when he's like, how's everything at the club? One word answer. And Sean's like, fire. Yeah.
Explosion.
911. Text. I'm texting 911.
Knitters.
What?
Knitters.
Oh, knitters.
Yeah. No, I enunciated it. Oh. Knitters.
No.
Knitters.
Sierra, be very careful when you're captioning.
No, people knitting at the comedy club.
Yeah, they're knitting. Oh my God. Knitting.
When you're captioning this episode, Sierra, be very careful.
So bad. God, I wish
I would have thought the podcast would have turned when Dustin said, now let me tell you what you motherfuckers do that pisses me off.
Now
Jeremy, I need to hear Jeremy. This is not fair. So, this is discrimination if you don't do his.
I think my most...
You would do bitch about it because Jeremy knew what you said we're going to say before you even said it.
Only a couple times I've heard it, and I thought that he might have thought.
Because we've been on the phone where I've texted you, and then you call me. I've been like, this motherfucker cannot just text me back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like something that he walks around all day and being like, Sean does this. No, we've been on the phone, and then it's happened.
But I thought of Jeremy's first, and then like this, and then I was like, so I'll just bring him up together.
I'll own it, too. I'm terrible at it.
All right, so Jeremy handles the emails, right? Yeah. I'm gonna say this, mm-hmm. that he handle one of the things he does is handle the emails, so I don't have to, right? Yeah. Or because I have a mindset of they come in, the ones I need to, I'll get to them,
yep.
right? And because my phone is just so
inundated,
yeah,
over the amount of phone calls and texts and email,
and that's just open micers.
Not wrong, but agents and comics and
everything. The spam, it's nonstop. So like, Jeremy, you will sometimes send me screenshots and text message of emails that just came in.
Yeah.
Which is so intrusive.
What you need to do, Jeremy, is call him and tell him over the phone call him what the emails say.
I'm going to call him and read him the emails. Like,
bro, it's an email.
Yeah.
And I get the email updates on my phone. So now I'm getting them twice. Hey, that email that just came in, this is what it said. Just so you know.
So wonderful working public. This is what it's like working with Dustin, because in two segments in a row, he has complained that he doesn't get enough text messages and gets too many text messages.
Bro, I understand the irony of this.
Let me tell you what pisses me off about you fat fucks. You don't text enough, and you text
There's
too
gotta
much.
There's got to be a balance in the force. There's got to be a balance in the force.
I definitely do that,
Jeremy texts you a screenshot of a picture, and I call you immediately love our conversations. Going, hey, did you see that email that Jeremy sent you?
Well, now I'm going to text Sean the emails.
Yes.
Screenshots.
And I'll call and describe them to you.
You'll call and read them to Dustin. Yeah.
Hey, let me read this email Jeremy just sent you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gremlins. This is going to happen. You shouldn't have done that. That was not smart. You should not have done that. Oh, something bothers you that we do? Excellent.
Maybe we could maybe we could just start putting together a list of emails that I need to respond to. And then when we, and then maybe like when you see me or when we talk or something, then you say, hey, here's this that we need to do. But nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody outside of Dave Chappelle wants a date Friday.
Oh my God.
You know, but like, which has never happened, but there's people like, high level comedians that they're like, hey, they're looking to fill it. You're like, okay, we need to respond.
Yeah.
Outside of that rare, nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody needs a response in 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't need to know that it came in 7 seconds ago and my phone already tells me.
That's fair.
How about make a list?
Okay.
I'm on the phone with Sean. I don't have time for these emails right now. That's fine.
That's all I got.
Okay.
I feel a lot better. I think we've accomplished a lot.
That's a good working environment when that's the complaint.
That's
That's a change. That's a change from kitchen employees that we used to have.
we should get some burgers now.
I just want to tell you the one thing that bothers me about you working here. I feel like you're gonna kill people. You give off murder vibes. Also, Sean, stop calling me.
I love how his complaints are about how we're too passionate about our jobs.
100%.
Bro, it's not that you're too passionate.
No, I totally get it.
I actually was thinking about that. Like, you know, like I learned that you can't make people give a shit. And if they're going to care, there's really no amount of money. That kind of goes back to like the kitchen too.
I think Jeremy and I both care a lot. Clearly we care.
Clearly. Yeah. I was thinking about like how lucky I am to have so many people who really truly care.
Like staff.
The whole
it's
staff.
A team,
like,
it's a team. It truly is a team now, especially with like how the kitchen is finally under control like the front of house, back of house, everything is like lockstep right now. The bar managers are incredible.
Finally at a place where we can be really proud.
So it's nice that Dustin doesn't feel like it has to be at one club all the time to put out fires. That you can go and move around and check out Lawrence one night. Yeah.
And the thing that I love the most is the most amount of good things that I hear about our employees is not from us talking to each other. It's from customers coming in.
I love that.
We get so many compliments about the food, about the servers, about the drinks.
I do think that, especially here, I mean, we've been here 7+ years. I honestly do think, and I think I've told the staff this too. I think our staff is the strongest it's ever been from front to back.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Were you?
And our lineups are the strongest it's ever been from front to back.
I
think the clubs are operating at just peak capacity right now.
They are.
Yeah,
I agree.
And that's a testament to you, and that's a testament to Jeremy,
to the people here.
Everybody. It's a true team effort. Like that's the part that's the best. Is like. I don't feel like if something happens when Dustin's gone that we can't handle
it. It's the first job that I've ever had that I look forward to going into work every single week. Every single week. And we have stress. We have things that we have to deal with. We have unforeseen things. It's a restaurant. It's a comedy club. Things pop up. It is not a stress-free job. But at the end of every single week, I'm like, I cannot wait for next week.
That's my job.
Yeah, I can't wait for next weekend.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
And we've had some like
this week's comic gonna be so killer
rescheduling and stuff. That's a nightmare.
Doesn't that feel good as the owner, like, as the person who got the clubs to this point from where you started, that you're looking at two sold out weeks at two different comedy clubs?
The Granite Place for the bar. I was getting the bar top for the jazz bar over there and talking to her about what like my job actually entails. And she's just like, hey, comedy club. She's like,
That sounds like a nice life.
Yeah.
She didn't stutter on it, but and I was like,
it is.
It does make
it does.
It's like, but you, so fun and you know.
The amount of work you put in to get to the point where
to be able
you
to do it.
Sit back and some and weeks.
Is that what I'm doing? Sitting back?
No, but like occasional moments where like now
where you have the ability
you
to.
Can.
Right. I mean, yes, the nights on the weekends.
You have the ability to go to a Collecticon and have a good time with your kids.
Oh, that was
That
was the afternoon.
You have that ability. Work. But I'm saying you have that ability.
Yes, I can, but I know. And like I'm at comedy clubs all the time because I don't know where else
and
to go.
And in 3 days,
that's what it comes down to.
In 3 days, you are making thousands of people in two different cities incredibly happy.
I get you about the not knowing where else to go because, like, I'm here all the time on nights where I don't have to be too.
It's a comedy club.
Just, this is, if I don't have anything going on a Friday or Saturday night,
I'm at the club at least 5 days a week.
I end up here.
At least 5 days a week. Yeah. At least Tuesday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm doing orders. I'm looking at things.
So these people at home should be here at least 1 day a week.
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%.
Once a month. Come once on every couple months. That's all we... Come every couple months.
Yeah.
Once a month would be great.
We be a part of it. Even if it's Harlan Williams in Kansas City or Ashley Gavin, there are limited tickets left. Be a part of those shows.
Oh,
this will come out. This will be out way after. Oh,
okay. Well, then never mind. You messed out.
But the calendar for the rest of the year for both clubs is only getting better.
But, from people every week to, people, we've been open since November in Lawrence, and there's people that have been there 6, 7, 10, 12 times. I mean, it's just
we had another couple this week come to two different shows.
It's amazing.
They came on Friday and then came back again on Saturday.
I love that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. James is funny.
He's very funny.
Yeah, you guys are funny. I love doing this.
It's thanks so for much doing fun. This with
us. It's a blast.
Yeah. All right. Well, follow the Comedy Club at the Comedy Club KC or LFK. Subscribe on. YouTube, Spotify, TikTok,
Apple Podcasts, and TikTok. Yes,
TikTok,
the Comedy Club at the Comedy Club KC, and at the Comedy Club LFK as well on TikTok.
Send an email to the Comedy Club of Lawrence, and you might get a phone call from me.
Most likely an email back from me.
Yes, 100%. But I was making a joke.
Is that all? Is it fair that I didn't give you guys? How about next week? You guys can complain about
that's dangerous.
Okay. Yeah. I'll make my list.
Next week, next episode, on the next Comedy Clubhouse podcast, staff goes wild.
I'll bring my list.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.